Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com if you do. God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
All right, welcome to a very special edition of KFC Radio. It's a birthday edition for your boy, John Feidelberg. By the time the people listen to this, you'll be 26 years and one day old. So tell the people.
I already am that old.
You are already. Oh, okay. Well, how does it feel, man?
You just don't understand how time.
I kind of set it up being like, by the time the people listen to this, she'll be 26 and a day old, and you kind of went with it anyway. You know what I mean?
Oh, I interrupted you. I thought you said by the time people listen to this, you'll be 26. I said it on the rundown. We just filmed that. I don't have health insurance anymore, so I've been being very careful with everything I do. I guess I'm like officially old, where I'm like, you know how like old people when they're home alone, they don't want to just drop dead and die like in the shower. Like I was like very careful getting out of the shower this morning so it's not slip and hit my head and have to go to the hospital. And I don't even know what they do to you if you're in the hospital without health insurance. I think they just kill you. Like they euthanize you.
I'm not treating him. Just pay out of your fucking asshole for whatever they have to do to you. So the lesson here is
I think they take you into the basement and just let you die.
Oh yeah, that you know what? You're right. That's probably exactly how it goes, John. Yeah.
In Obama's
like what they do with homeless.
In Obama, go ahead. Let's get political, Jan. In Obama's world, what? John, I'm trying to think, Dan, you might be able to chime in on this. I think 26 was like the turning point. Maybe 27, though. You might have another year left. But I feel like 26 was kind of one of those shitty ones where you turned a corner. Life was not about it.
Well, you know what? I'm lucky. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I was just saying, I think you have – I think this is it. This is your swan song. 27 is really the point of I'm in my late 20s and
right.
Hangovers catch up, what I'm going to do with my life, which, I mean, Kevin and I still haven't answered, so I guess that part doesn't really matter. but, yeah, 27, I remember all my friends were, like, freaking out, like, fuck.
I'm lucky in the sense that I have no friends my age. So everything I do, like if I get a year older, like everyone's already a year older, so I don't ever feel that old. If that makes sense. Like I was the kid like, in high school, I hung out with older kids. Like my roommate now is older than me. Obviously you two are older than me. I don't really hang out with anyone who's 26. So it's not, I don't feel that old compared to my surroundings.
You're just too cool to hang out with people your age, huh? You always.
I just don't know anyone my age.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure I met the roommate at age 26, John. So who knows? Maybe the future Mrs. Feidelberg is out there this year for you.
This could be the year. Oh, man.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Nothing, man. Day's gone. I got to watch sports and stuff in case vlog stuff happens.
Well, that's the other thing.
I'm going to dinner.
I haven't had a birthday party in a long time. So I guess I don't know when that dies, but it's been – I don't know about you, Kevin, I think 4 or 5 years.
I think 21 was my last birthday party. Like, I've gone to bars after, but I've never had a birthday party.
I was trying to think, what did I do on my 26th birthday, and I got nothing. I don't know what I did. I probably just like went to dinner, and that was really it.
You find a couple friends who have like similar birthdays to you, same month, and then you just get like an open bar somewhere. But I haven't even done that in like 3 or 4 years.
I got a couple friends who always like guys who plan birthday parties.
That's I'm big time against that.
I mean, it's relatively harmless. It's like we're gonna go to this bar and drink. It's not like a grand thing, but it'll be like, yo, are you going to so and so's birthday? And I'm kind of like. I guess if I want to go out that night, but I'm not going to, like, make a point to go to another dude's birthday party when it's, like, his 28th or 29th birthday. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's weird. That's real weird. I don't even get to – I'm not going to get any festivities. Not yet. By the time, like, this weekend, by the time this weekend rolls around, I have, like, two of my good friends are getting married. So no one's even going to remember to say happy birthday to me. It's just going to be like, oh yeah, Fights' birthday was yesterday. Whatever. Congratulations, you guys.
I mean, if we didn't say it right here on the blog and on the show today, you probably nobody would have said it. I don't even think your own mother would have. It would have been like, oh, whatever, that kid, forgot about him. All right, so let me pull up the voice.
Well, they don't forget about me because I have the same birthday as my little sister. I have the same birthday as the youngest one, so they have to remember me.
That's bizarre. I got a friend who's 5 years apart to the day. So you guys share a birthday? That's strange. You ever get, like, gypped on it? When you were a kid, were you all, like, bitter about it?
It's strange?
Yeah, it's weird to have
no.
a sibling to the day.
No, not at all.
All right, let's jump into the voicemails. Here we go.
To the day, yeah, 14th.
We got a horrible lag going right now. The Google Hangouts have been terrible, but we'll try to get through it.
Yeah, I haven't seen you once. It's just Dan. I can't see your picture at all.
Yeah, there's a chance that I may not even appear on this one, but whatever. Fuck Google.
Joseph, Robin Williams died on Monday. What dead celebrity or athlete would you guys want to come back to life? I said Tupac. I mean, his music's fucking amazing. Or Biggie. One of those guys. And we'd like to see what they could do, like what they would do in the game right now with rap. Big Cat, can I get your take on this? Viva.
All right, so in honor of Robin Williams dying, our dude here wants to know if you could resurrect one celebrity, who would it be? He threw out Tupac and Biggie, classic music references. Wants to specifically get Big Cat's input. So we'll start with you, Dan. One celebrity.
Bad choice going to me for this. I'm not a real big celebrity guy. I'm just going with what pops in my head. As everyone knows, the 2 years we've been doing this show, the first thing that popped in my head, and I don't know why, Anna Nicole Smith would be an absolute train wreck if she was still alive. And it would be fun to watch her.
Yes, it's Kate Upton. Kate Upton.
Yeah. But like with the drugs and the slurring and like there'd be DUIs, it would be just a train wreck. So I'll think of more, but that was my just gut reaction.
That's why the people go to you, Dan. That's what they want. They want the Anna Nicole Smith reaction out of fucking left field. Feidelberg, one celebrity resurrection. Who you got?
I mean, come on. Mine's pretty obvious, isn't it? Give me Paul Walker. Give me Fast 7. Let's go.
I should have saw that coming.
Here was an interesting. Well, first let's take yours, Kevin. I want to hear yours.
The first thing that popped into my head, and I wouldn't want him resurrected now. I wish he could have just stayed alive. Was Len Bias. I would love to see what he like actually would have done. That was the first thing that popped into my head. I wouldn't want him nowadays though. I wish he could have just stayed alive and actually played in the NBA.
I agree with that. It would be fun to see him. That's it would be fun to see like Sean Taylor, like any of those athletes that died super early.
Right.
I don't know.
I think I like the Biggie one just because I'm a Pac guy. I like Pac way more than I like Biggie. So I'd like a bigger library of music for him because I don't think he has enough songs.
Another great one is Kurt Cobain, just to see if he had lasting power.
I would prefer the dude from Sublime over.
Absolutely. Sublime over Nirvana every day.
Cobain can kiss my ass.
Sublime is probably the most
every single one. If Kobe didn't die,
oh, this,
what are you saying, John?
This hangout is a disaster.
If Kobe didn't die, no one cares about Nirvana.
That's my point, though, John. That's the whole point. That's the whole reason why I said that because I would love to see what happened to Nirvana.
Yeah, like I don't think.
I don't care about hearing more music. I don't like their music already with him dead. I don't care about hearing more Nirvana music. I've heard enough. No, thank you.
Right. Kevin, I agree with you, though. I would like to hear a lot more. Like, I wish Sublime was still around because they probably still would be rocking. That's how good they are.
Right. I would like to hear the Sublime music. I would like to see what the legacy of Nirvana would be because I've always thought they're overrated. I just think they kind of came up in a time during the grunge where it was popular. The Suicide added, like, all this, like, lore to it. But for the most part, I think they're overrated.
There's a band up here that is a Sublime cover band, Bad Fish. I think they're from the Vineyard. They're awesome. It's so sick.
They came to Chicago a couple years ago. They're really, really good.
Maybe they're not from the Vineyard, but they come to the Vineyard a lot, and I've always thought of them as from here.
I think they're from SoCal.
Is that it?
Here was the question, Kevin. What celebrity – this is a question that was asked to me and John last night. What celebrity would you be most disappointed in if they died tomorrow?
Oh, man. Who am I really into right now? This
was
the question.
It was asked to Kevin, too. Didn't you say Tom Hanks?
Well, the question started on mail time because I was saying how much white Twitter went crazy for Robin Williams. And I was trying to think of which celebrity would top that. And Tom Hanks, I think, if he ever dies, the outpouring of love from white people would just be absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know if it's like personal pick, though, right now. Ah, man. There's no – I have to give that some thought. There's no, like, movie star that I'm really – I don't have, like, a Paul Walker that Fights does. I don't have, like, a music act that I'm really that – I would be that devastated by. Francesa. Francesa died tomorrow, I would be devastated. It would, like, screw up my everyday life as I know it. I would never be the same.
This is a tough one. Dan had a great answer, and I'll let Dan give his answer himself. But this is a tough one for me because – both Robin Williams and Paul Walker, I think, like, the reason I was so upset about both of them is that I didn't even realize that I cared about them until they were dead. So thinking of someone that I would care about doesn't really have the same effect. Like, I didn't even realize I liked Paul Walker that much. And then he died, and I thought about all his stuff.
So same thing with Robin Williams. Like Paul Walker.
What's
up? You didn't really like Paul Walker. You just liked the idea of Paul Walker and being sad about him.
No. I like Paul Walker. I didn't realize that I loved, like, every single Paul Walker movie. Same thing with Robin Williams. I hadn't given Robin Williams a second thought in a while.
And you know, you know what Paul Walker is for Fights? Like, Dan, you just said it. It's like a girlfriend. You don't really like the girl. You just like the idea of the girl. If you weren't thinking about Paul Walker and how much you liked him on an everyday basis or an every movie basis, you didn't like the guy.
Right. Think about your favorite actor, or you think about, like, an actor you like every single fucking day?
I mean, if using my example, Francesa, I think about Francesa, like, every single day.
But
like,
we're talking actors.
Okay, so that's
you think about Tom Hanks every single day?
No, all right, not every day.
I haven't thought about Tom Hanks.
I'm saying I would never be like Robin Williams,
even
one of my favorite actors, because it took him dying for me to ever even take interest in him.
Even Dan, I didn't even realize, like, when Dan did that blog of Tom Hanks dancing at Scooter Braun's wedding. I was like, oh, yeah, Tom Hanks is awesome. It didn't take him dying, but I was like, oh, he just hasn't been in the media.
Dan, what was your answer to the question?
My answer, and this is another one where I just went, like, I literally just went total gut reaction. I'd be fucking devastated if Katy Perry died because, like, I love her music. And I love
the fuck out. That's your one choice?
Here's the thing. I thought about it for maybe a minute. And I thought my first reaction was to go to actors. And I was like, well, if an actor dies, someone else is just going to make a really good, you know, movie. Katy Perry is the only one who's making, like, her specific genre of, like, music. And I would be a
big... Kesha.
What? Kesha, I guess. But I don't like Kesha. Kesha's too druggy for me. Like, Katy Perry, I like her a lot more.
She's a female pop star. That's like dime a dozen, bro.
No, not like her.
You're acting like Katy Perry's some musical genius.
So you're going to tell me honestly you think about Katy Perry every day?
I mean, most days, yeah.
See, these are the things you're jumping on me about. You don't think about Katy Perry every day.
I think about her a lot more than you would imagine.
Okay.
All right, let's. All right, we'll get in. We'll use Katy Perry as, like, the framework for this next question.
KFC, need confirmation. This might be the most ridiculous question you've ever gotten, but I think it actually needs to be confirmed by y'all. Talking with my buddies last couple days, and they all are very adamant when they say they would just as much, if not rather, only eat pussy. Than have him. You have a choice between the two, just eating pussy or just having sex. A ton of my buddies, if not all of them, said they would rather eat pussy. I think that's ridiculous. I think you only do that just to, you know, get to the next step. So I just need confirmation that these guys that I call my friends are actually psychopaths. So thanks.
All right. You can only ever have sex again? Normal intercourse? Or you can only eat pussy. This guy says his entire crew chose eat pussy. which I'm with him, I think is utterly ridiculous. But fight sexual deviant on the panel, you start it up.
No, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the cunnilingus, but I'm 100% taking sex. I mean, that's just stupid to just eat pussy. I enjoy it, but I'm not going to come from doing it.
Dan, you're throwing your hands up. Are you agreeing or disagreeing?
Yeah, I agree. I didn't even know this was a question.
No, well, that's why, I mean, this kid wanted confirmation that he hangs out with, you know, the single most ridiculous crew in America. If all your boys would be like, I would rather go down on a chick than ever have sex again. I mean, I tip my cap. You got a bunch of unselfish lovers in the crew. I'm sure the ladies love you. But as much as I like to get down in there, you can't give up sex.
I think what happened here is he's getting gray shirt trolled by his crew, and he's just not picking up on it.
Well, I was gonna say either that or he just hangs out like with all gay guys and doesn't realize it. Like, Gaydar is that bad that all his friends are gay, and he just can't figure it out.
Imagine
if you were gay, you think like. If you were gay, you just eat pussy as your cover-up? You'd be like, no. I don't want to fuck you.
What it is it would be like a 40-year-old virgin sort of situation. Like, oh, yeah, like bags of sand. They'd be like, yeah, eating pussy so good, right? That's what you guys like. That's
what
dudes do. They lick pussy. I'm cool. I'm gay. I'm straight. Honestly, though, aside from that dude's gay crew, I think you would have to get 100% agreement across like every man in America, right? That they would all take sex. I can't imagine anybody straight, really.
I mean, like, how? Where's the gratification for you in that? Like, you have to jerk yourself off while you eat pussy?
That would not be enjoyable.
No, that's too much stuff going on at once.
All right, let's jump into Little League World Series because I know Big Cat's watching his boys Jackie Robinson West right now.
All right, with the Little League World Series around, if you, Feidelberg, and Big Cat all made up a team, would you guys win or at least go to the Little League World Series? It's like a benchwarmer situation. All right,
so let's just extrapolate. Let's expand this a little more. Let's say Team Barstool is in the Little League World Series. How far do you think we go? Do you think we win it? Where do you think we end up falling?
All the way. All the way. This is the dumbest question. This might be dumber than the last question. All the way.
I think we win it.
I'm not even saying this isn't like me being I've eaten a lot of humble pie the last year. It's gotten a little rough in terms of the physical activity front for me. But to beat a fucking bunch of 12-year-olds,
this is how ridiculous this show can be. We'll get questions asking us if we could land on the moon. And then we get questions asking if we could beat, like, 10-year-old boys. I'm pretty sure, and listen, we all know I'm not some fucking hero on the baseball diamond. I'm pretty sure we all could win the Little
League. Yeah, no, Dan, I mean, Kevin, you could be the nine-hitter, play a little second base, probably.
I'll tell you what, that chick could probably strike me out, though. That would not be...
You realize, all right, so when we went out to the winter, when we did that game, we went to the minor league game and we threw off a mound. I was throwing like low 70s. In Little League off their mound that close, that's like 140 miles an hour.
That's true.
So we would pitch, they wouldn't hit it. They wouldn't hit it off of us. They honestly wouldn't.
To be honest, I wanted to use this more to jump off just about the Little League World Series in general. Specifically these chicks. The one chick in Jersey, I don't know if they made the tournament or whatever, but she could fucking swing. And then you got the Monet chick who can strike people out. If you're like a 12-year-old boy and you're just getting smoked by a couple chicks, are you devastated by that at this point? I feel like that's got to be horrendously embarrassing, but it seems like they're all legit in this league. You know what I mean? I feel like everyone is kind of getting smoked by them.
No, I mean, it's definitely embarrassing.
I just feel like no matter what, even if everyone is like, no, this chick is on this level awesome, I don't think... as a fifth or whatever grade boy, you can ever stomach that, right?
No, I would be able to. Have you ever played sports against a girl?
I never when it got to like that level. By the time we were playing, you know, like T-ball, it was all mixed up. But by the time I was playing like normal Little League, normal basketball, there were never chicks involved at that level, you know?
My freshman year of high school, there was a girl kicker on our football team, and then my freshman year I went to a public school, so it was like all integrated and shit because people sue everyone for stuff. And there was we played a team once, and there was and this is in hockey, and there was a chick on the other team, and opening faceoff she just looked over at me and goes, "Eat my fucking box." And it was the most intimidating thing that's like I was rattled for the rest of the game. The total rest of the game, I was just on my heels the whole time. I was like, this girl's a fucking maniac.
I feel like they have an edge like that. They know they can play that card and make you feel like they're a fucking psychopath. I don't want any part of that because it's like a no-win situation. You know what I mean? It's like
it's a no-win. Yeah, it's because like, as we're brought up, like you got to be nice to girls and polite and all that, and then you're out there in a fucking full contact hockey game where you're like, you don't want to be the guy who goes deep. Well, you want to be somewhere in the middle, like maybe a double to the gap, but you don't want to be the guy who goes deep on her and you're fucking pounding your chest in her face. You also don't want to be the guy who strikes out. So I guess the best you can hope for is a double to the gap.
Yeah, you either look like you're picking on a girl or you're getting fucking emasculated.
I play pickup basketball in the winter, and there's one game I play in where there's a girl who, like, every now and then will be just – she'll just show up and try to play, and that's exactly how it is. Like, if you're within, like, 10 feet from her, you can block every single one of her shots, and you just look like an asshole. Because, you know, she, like, brings it up from here and the whole thing. Totally aside – is there anything better? My Jackie Robinson West tweet, the kid who talks to girls before the game, got picked up by Black Twitter. Is there anything better than that? It's the best. You get like all the emoticons with the tears.
Yeah.
You get
LMAO.
All the acronyms you get, and then you get weird stuff like weird words that or weird things that be like, oh, you're not even playing right now. I'm like, I'm not playing. I guess.
So. I just like when they just go, bruh.
it's something else to watch when you get it caught up on Black Twitter.
I'm looking for yours right now, so I can go read Black Twitter's comments. Bruh.
I don't think unless you're like, unless you do what we do, I don't think you can appreciate getting picked up by Black Twitter. It's a big deal. You get like 10 million times more of the exposure. You're getting tons of retweets and follows and everything. It's a big deal.
I'm like on 1,000 retweets on that one picture, and it's all Black Twitter.
Dan, you've been loving all the movie talk, right? So let's do a movie voicemail. All
right, simple question. In honor of the Big Cat Prez Hook debate, what's one movie that everyone loves that you pretty much hate? For me, that's Jaws. I think that movie sucked. And what's one movie you love that doesn't get the accolades that it deserves? Viva.
All right, so it's been a huge week for movies. This is kind of the underlying theme for the whole week. One movie that you hate that everyone else loves, one movie that you love that you don't think gets enough recognition. Dan, I'll give you a breather for a moment. We'll start with you, Fights. Fights, where do you fall in the whole argument, by the way? I mean, you're at your team Hook, right?
Yeah. I don't know what my personal top 50 is. I think Hook would probably sneak its way in there. I don't know. I don't think it's ridiculous. I don't know if it would be my top 50, but I also don't think it's ridiculous.
That was the main thing with the way Portnoy reacted. Is I said to Dan, it was almost like if I was on the show and I said, the Jets are the best team in football. Which is just like a laughable, incorrect statement that you could say I am wrong about. He went crazy over something that A, is an opinion, as we joked about already, and B, it was such a 50-50 split, the fact that he was so convinced, that was really where the hoopla started.
I mean, I'm taking it over Goonies.
Yeah.
You know, that might be my answer to this question, too, Goonies. Goonies doesn't do it for me.
And that was actually the perfect movie for Dave to pick because in how he doesn't grasp what we're talking about. Goonies came out the year that Kevin and I were born. By the time I first saw Goonies, it was probably 12 years old.
Right.
When I saw Hook for the first time, I think I saw it in theaters. I was 6 years old. I mean, that was like the movie. So, yes, of course, nostalgia, and when you see it take place, it takes a part in this discussion. But Dave just can't comprehend that.
So yeah. Goonies doesn't. You watch Goonies, you're just like, this movie sucks, you're out.
I think I've only watched it once, and I was like, ah, that wasn't very good, and I just never saw it again.
I like it, but I will agree that it's one of those movies I try to make myself like, and I try to be like, yeah, Goonies, Chunk, Sloth, hey, you guys, it's great. And then I watch it, and I'm like, all right. But it's probably, you know, for guys who grew up on that, it's probably the same thing Hook was for us, so. Dan, you got another movie that you... Wait,
so what was the full question?
One movie that you don't like that most everybody else does like, and one movie you think doesn't get enough, you know, credit, respect, or recognition.
Oh, that's... You go first. I'm going to think about this for a second. Sorry, I wasn't...
I've been kind of talking about it, and I've been dancing around it just because I don't want to hear the fucking backlash, but I just got to be honest. I got to put it out there. I don't like Caddyshack. I fucking think all the Dangerfield stuff is way, way overrated. Same thing with Chevy Chase. You know, Bill Murray's got his moments in it. I just got to be honest with myself and with everybody. I think it's the most overrated. I think any old humor just doesn't do it for me. Like, old funny movies?
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. Actually, I don't. I guess I can understand your stance. But I love old funny movies. I think because I used to always watch them. I think it's the nostalgia thing again. Like, my dad used to always make me watch them, like all the Monty Pythons and shit. Like, I can see how someone wouldn't find a Monty Python funny nowadays. I think it's fucking uproarious. I think it's so funny.
Yes, and like Monty Python, doesn't do it.
I used to watch that with my dad like nonstop. So I guess the nostalgia factor is there.
But so do you think it's that, or you think those movies are funny, or both?
I think both. I mean, I still watch them, and I still think they're hilarious. I still quote Monty Python. I think I quote Monty Python with you a lot, and you're always like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
All that shit I think everything is just so much funnier now, and quicker now, and wittier. I don't know. It just seemed like back then, I don't know. So if Rear Admiral sees this or hears this, he's going to fucking have an aneurysm and hate me over it. Whatever. It is what it is. I got to be honest about it. You come up with one, Dan? You got any?
I haven't really come up with one because I'm really bad at like remembering the movie names and like what I like. But here is the question I want to ask you guys, because when I started to do my own top 50 list, there were three other movies like Hook that were in there that Dave would have flipped out about, and it was Hook, Mighty Ducks, Home Alone, and Rookie of the Year. Those four movies would be in my top 50, and clearly, a lot of people would disagree with those.
Dan, those four are in like my top five.
Yeah, those are classics.
Right,
so that was my point. Like, those are the four movies that if I had to think of when I was a kid watching movies, like maybe Ghostbusters too. I mean, I think I ripped the VHS like up because I watched Ghostbusters so much. So, yeah, those are the movies. And Dave, I'm sure, would say those are all crazy.
But there's more to it than just, like, the nostalgia factor, because there are plenty of movies I watched when I was a kid that, like, if they pop on TNT right now today, I'm not sitting down and watching it. But those four movies come on, I'm like, I'm in. You know what I mean? I'm roped right back into watching them. So I do think even taking it a step further than just the nostalgia, those are the best of the childhood nostalgia movies. You know what I mean?
Yep.
As far as a movie that I don't think gets enough recognition, I probably brought this up because it's my go-to movie when it comes to underrated, unseen movies, and that's True Romance. If you haven't seen that, you have to go see it. It's a Tarantino flick. It's got every star that you ever could possibly imagine in it. Incredibly underrated, so that would be my go-to. That doesn't get enough recognition. You guys got any hidden gems for the people?
You know, this is so weird. I don't know where this even came from. The Bone Collector? I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in 10 years. For some reason, that popped into my mind.
Morgan Freeman and Angelina Jolie? Is that that?
Denzel. Denzel, not Morgan. They're not all alike, Kevin, okay? Denzel's like a paraplegic or something like that. And for some reason, I thought that movie was awesome. I haven't seen it in so long, but I think it's a great movie.
I've talked about this movie before, but Walking Tall with The Rock.
Walking Tall, and he had those two. I'm pretty sure they both came out on like the same day. That and The Rundown with Sean William Scott. Classic movies. They're both like, really, really good. The Rock is awesome. The Rock's can't miss. He's like I love like an interview with The Rock. He's like a really like cool, gracious guy. I think The Rock's. I never really liked him as. I guess actually, you know what? I did like him as a wrestler. I was into wrestling for like a year and a half maybe when I was younger. I went to SmackDown at the Garden once, and actually that's right. And I brought a Rock sign. So yeah, I've always been a Rock guy, and even more so now.
Hold up. What was your Rock sign? What did it say?
I think it was just like a. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking with a people's eyebrow? I think it was something pretty basic.
Got it. I've never done the wrestling like crowd with the signs. I've been like in boxes and like bougie shit. But I've
that's what pissed everyone off. I was in like the club level, and I was like just blocking everyone's view with a sign.
That's ridiculous.
I was like 9, but whatever.
All right. So those are your movies. We'll do. Do one more voicemail and then jump into some tweets.
Hey, fellas, I got a simple would you rather for you. Would you rather everyone at your girlfriend's office wanted to fuck her or everyone at your girlfriend's office didn't want to fuck her? Viva.
Kind of a philosophical question here. It's kind of like, do you want your daughter to be like hot or do you want her to be fat and ugly? You kind of want some happy medium, but if you have to pick your girlfriend in the office, would you rather everyone want to fuck her or nobody wants to fuck her?
You gotta go everyone, right?
Yeah, you have to. That's a dumb question.
You just gotta trust her to not do it.
You just have to not be the crazy ass boyfriend who, you know, is you just have to be like a relaxed, cool guy and confident in yourself to know that like it's a compliment. You know what I mean?
Right, and I think the real point here is unless your girlfriend is really unattractive, people at work probably want to fuck her anyway. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone, there's always the girl in the office. There's pretty much any girl in the office, guys want to fuck just because they're at work and they're bored and they want to stare at that girl and think about having sex with her. So that's probably happening anyway. It's not like you need a supermodel girlfriend to have that happening. But it is kind of a funny dynamic where it's like you know how guys think. You know how you would treat someone else's girlfriend in the office. So when you meet the coworkers, you meet the guy she works with, you're kind of like, what's up, man? How you doing? Like, yeah, you definitely want to have sex with my girlfriend, don't you?
Right. Yeah, you're measuring up.
Yeah, and it's fine. It's like whatever. Cause,
like, I mean, it's like that with – I mean, anyone's girlfriend is like that. Any girl has like a group of guy friends who you know want to fuck her. So you just got to deal with it.
It's just a funny dynamic though when you think about it because – you know, like, there's a couple guys who the roommate is friends with that now are, like, my boys. And, like, the guys she works with are, like, cool dudes that I'll drink beers with. But I know on some level when they first met or when they're talking away from me, it's like, I want to have sex with her. And that is a little funny. It's a very bizarre dynamic.
It is.
But I can see where it gets a little bizarre for other dudes, you know? All right, flip it over to Twitter. Here's a good one. This comes from Steve Platicia, who's actually a dude I went to high school with, big time stoolie. We may be Eskimo brothers too. I'm not sure about that, Steve. if me, Big Cat, and Fights were a team, kind of like Always Sunny or Ghostbusters, who would be the brains, the looks, the wild card, etc., etc.? So if you gotta like give, let's use Always Sunny. Like, who would be the Dennis? Who would be like, you know, the looks would be Dennis, the wild card would be Charlie. Mac would be the muscle. Who would the three of us and Barstool Extended kind of fit in the realm of like a team dynamic?
It's different. With just us three, Kevin, you have an MBA, so I'm gonna give you the brains.
I'll take
Dan, Dan, I'll give you the muscle, and I think I'd be the wild card.
See, the thing is, John and I are basically like half and half.
Yeah,
we switch back and forth. Who's the wild card? Who's the muscle day to day?
I said I'm the wild card just because of yesterday's rundown situation. Whereas, yeah, you're right. There to be definitely.
My first thought was that Big Cat has to be the wild card because the shit he says and the opinions he has are just ridiculous. But then I think about yesterday's rundown where you were genuinely wild and out of control over a very, very easy, not a big deal topic. So you were exhibiting, like, real wild card behavior.
Yeah, that, well, that's like I said. Like Dan kind of hit the nail on the head where it can change from time to time. At this moment right now, I would say I have the wild card-ness to me. But, yeah, Dan definitely had some, what did he just say, moments. He actually probably has more of those than normal moments.
I think it's more like, I think Dan has, like, his brain is wild card. Like, he thinks like a fucking wild card. Whereas Feitelberg, you're an emotional wild card who can lose it. And also you're a wild card, like, to keep, every week now, I feel like we go back to the story, but, like, you'll fuck an old woman in the ass in New Orleans. That's a wild card move, you know what I mean?
Very wild card.
Yeah, I'd be like, when Charlie's just standing there with a knife, that would be me. I would just stand. Dan would be the Charlie that comes up with the idea to blow fireballs. I'd be the one that's just standing there with a knife, being like, "I'll stab you right in the penis."
So you're basically, you two are some sort of hybrid of Charlie Kelly and Mac.
Correct? Yeah, I'll take that.
And I guess we're all just avoiding who would be the looks.
I don't know if any of us take that crown, Kev.
I can't even think of who in the whole gang would be the looks.
If we're going whole gang, I think it's someone in this crew, and I still don't think any of us are really worthy.
Right. Yeah. That's we'll have to find a new guy to be the looks of the crew.
Unfortunately, when you look at the whole crew. Like, when it comes to actual wild card, not just talking about wild stuff or, you know, doing a couple wild stuff, Dave is the wild card, and he's the one who's in charge. Like, one day he's just going to fly off the handle and start calling everyone on the internet cunts. Yeah, that's wild card.
That already happened.
Yeah, that's wild card stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what you strive for when you work at a company. What you really want is the head of everything to be the wild card. That's definitely the formula for success that you want.
One day he might just call the love of his life, Angel Candace, a cunt. Just write to her. You're a cunt. Like, yeah, that's a wild card move.
Yeah.
Then one day he'll just gamble the whole company.
You know, one day talking about how come we're not worth $850 million, and the next day, literally the very next day, you go to the track in the middle of the week. You're gambling all your company's money away. All right, Ricky, this comes from at Rick Real James, Real Rick James, sorry. You have a choice between a sum of money, this is going to be horrific answers all around. You have a choice between a sum of money and world peace. How much do you take the money?
Oh,
I mean, man. I'm thinking right now, I got like a wedding coming up, I could use like $5,000, I don't know.
What?
I don't give a fuck about
world peace. You know that sounds awful. Like, my brain can't comprehend the vastness of the globe. I can't comprehend how big the world is. So
how boring would world peace be? Like, we just live in Pleasantville. I don't want world peace. I'll take no sum of money and don't give me world peace.
Fights just loves war and famine and strife.
I like to have a little excitement in my life, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that the world being at war really directly impacts the happiness or the excitement in your life, John.
It does. like think of like the movie Pleasantville.
A
Paul Walker classic.
That I can understand. Wait, Paul Walker was in Pleasantville? I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, idiots. Next, continue. You're going to tell me what Paul Walker was and wasn't in?
I had no idea.
Yeah, oh, all of a sudden, tied to turn off all PW, huh?
What was he in Pleasantville?
He was the fucking, he's the same thing as everything. He's the hot quarterback or hot basketball player.
Actually, I do remember. He wasn't very good.
Yeah, okay.
I will say that, you know, the Pleasantville life would suck, but... You know, the way you're making it sound now is that you wake up in the morning fights and you pop on CNN and you just get off on seeing some, like, Gaza Strip bombs.
Nah, I don't need Gaza Strip stuff. I don't need the Ferguson stuff.
Here's the thing. You're asking me to, like, conceptualize something that I've never had to experience. If you ask a fucking kid in the Gaza Strip who's been dodging bombs all his life, does he want world peace? Of course he's going to take world peace.
Right.
I have no problem admitting. I'm a middle-class white dude. I don't know what the fuck war even means. Like, what do you want me to say? I'm answering the truth.
No, no. I mean, I'm totally with you. That was the point I was going to bring up. If we were living in the Middle East or something, we'd probably value it a little more. I set my dollar amount for world peace at, like, $5,000.
Yeah. I mean, I don't let me be clear. I don't want 17-year-olds getting gunned down in the middle of the road. But I just think I'm thinking a Pleasantville-type life, and that wouldn't be fun for me.
I would say if you offered me, it'd have to be over 100,000. If you were like 90,000 and I was like, okay, no one will ever fight again, I might take that.
Now, the only way I think it changes if I'm known as the guy who somehow conquered world peace, then I'm going after it for selfish reasons. Like, I just want to be the hero. But if you're asking me just to wake up every day and know that, like, there's not conflict in the Middle East, I don't care about that.
The bottom line is we are all extremely selfish people. I don't think that that's a surprise to anyone.
Yeah, I would say that one of our most, like, ignorant moments as a show was just a moment ago where I finished reading the question and it was uproarious laughter. Like, is this even an actual question, right?
Yeah, if you had phrased it, though, you're right. If you had phrased it, you would be the guy known to bring world peace. I would have been like, okay, I'd take the world peace.
Right.
By the way, just to
once again, proving how selfish we are, but correct.
Just to update, I'm getting a lot of my N-words now. not hard R with the soft A, so I'm getting called the N-word a lot today. With the black, but in a very friendly way. So I'm bringing world peace. I'm mending white and black Twitter today.
Hey, you just made it. You made it come true, dude.
Yeah. These people are all going to unfollow me, like, in 2 seconds when I tweet out, like, some picture of me playing beer die with a backwards hat this week again.
You know what you should do right now? Just start tweeting something horrible about Ferguson and just watch the pendulum swing right back the other direction.
Oh, Dan was close.
You just wanted to send last night.
What'd you say? I wasn't going to say it. Are you going to say it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on. You cannot do that on this show.
It wasn't racist. I really just wanted to tweet out, fucking Cardinals fans are the worst, hashtag first, and just see how ridiculous that would become. It's like, if I tweeted that, you don't know if I'm talking about the cops, if I'm talking about the protesters, I'm just talking about Cardinals fans.
So you're going to do that now, right?
No, that's just I was like, I had my finger on the button from like 9:30 till I went to bed, and I was just like, you know what? If I hadn't gotten in the hook thing earlier in the week, I might have had an appetite for it, but I really didn't feel like being in another internet like war. It takes a lot out of you.
It really does. It really,
really
does. We'll do one more Barstool esque question, then I got a tweet about Candace Swanepoel, and we'll call it a day. Your girlfriend cheats on you. This comes from, this comes ironically, weirdly, from a kid named Kevin Clancy, at Clancy201. Your girlfriend cheats on you and tells you it was another blogger. Who's your first, who's suspect number one? Is this John?
It's me?
A lot of quiet. You just said John?
He's a very passionate guy. I feel like John's like the kind of guy who's he's just very passionate. Like,
listen, the answer you need right here is John's like quiet chuckling.
Yeah. It wouldn't
he didn't throw up his hands like, no way, dude, I'm a loyal friend. He just went.
As you're reading the question, I was like, the answer's probably gonna be me, and I really don't have much to
do. Well, the real answer is Gaz.
Yeah. I mean,
right. No, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
And then after that, I can understand it falling to me.
Gaz would fuck your girlfriend when you're like going to take a piss.
Gaz would fuck your girlfriend in front of your face. He wouldn't even wait for you to take a piss. He would just have sex with her right in front of you.
Yeah, that's first of all, let's be clear. I'd never ever do it, but I can understand me being the pick. I can get that.
In like one of your Feidelberg, like, I mean, you slapped my girlfriend in the face.
That's overstating it. I went like this.
a little harder.
I was a little baby back then. I was like 21, I think.
Yeah, you were a kid. Now you're over the hill. You're washed up, bro. 26.
I'm so mature now.
What if I was thinking though, like, how horrible? Imagine if like Milmore fucked your girl. That would just be, you know, it's just the level of disrespect there for some of the characters. You know what actually would be after Gaz? Would probably be Portnoy. Like, if he got the opportunity somehow, he wouldn't stop.
No, and Portnoy would, like, send you a picture.
Yeah, he'd blog it. He would blog it and put up the vines of himself doing it and shit. It'd be terrible. All right, last question of the day comes from at St. Brendan. Would you become a Scientologist, one of those crazy, wacky religions, for a girl of Candace Swanepoel's caliber? You got to be like Tom Cruise, face of the weirdo religion. You're all about it all the time, but you get a super smoke out of it as your girl. Are you doing that? I think we're going to be divided on this question. We'll start with Big Cat.
Say it one more time.
You got to be like Tom Cruise, basically. Like, you're all in on like a Scientology, weirdo religion, cult sort of thing, but you get Candace Swanepoel as your girl.
Yeah, why not?
See, I would say no to that. I don't think any amount of, like, any chick would really be worth being, like, the face of a religion. Like, if I had to be a weirdo all the time and everything I did was all about Scientology and preaching and all that shit, I don't think I would want that, no matter how hot the girl is.
You're on the face, you have to be like that, but you can obviously, I mean, that's like, oh, Jesus, this ump has, like, a snub for a hand. That was really weird. Sorry. All the crazy, crazy religious people aren't crazy, crazy religious. It's like the most anti-gay people are usually the gay people.
Right, but if you're putting on, I see what you're saying. Like, you're usually just con men who are, like, playing everyone. But if you got to be, like, on every time you're out in public performing like that, that would suck. It's like your job. Your job would be to be, like, a crazy religious zealot.
I don't know. Candace Swanepoel is pretty
fucking... I don't think so. I don't think I could do it.
It's just...
I genuinely dislike religion. I really, really don't like it. Like, going in a church, like, makes me angry. So I don't think I could be the face of a religion, like, and, like, be that passionate and, like, that guy who, like, stands up and jumps on couches over his religion. I don't think I could fake it for my whole life. I think I'd be miserable even if I was getting to bang her.
Yo, I'm not much of a religion guy myself, but going into a church makes me angry is a hell of a soundbite right there, dude. That is aggressive. Just
I hate it. My parents know to, like, not even ask me to go to Easter Mass or even Christmas Mass anymore. They're just like, all right, we're going to Mass. We'll see you after.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, though. I don't think any pussy is worth being a religious weirdo. So, Big Cat, you go preach, dude. You can fuck a Candace Swanepoel, and me and Fights will just be going to church twice a year and fucking normal chicks. Call it a day.
I'm not even going to twice, but okay.
All right, Fights, try to enjoy your birthday, even though you got to cover the blog. Have one of these, like, Barstool groupies come over and give you a 26th birthday blowjob or something. at least have Gracie Tracy send you some naked Snapchats or some shit like that.
There you go.
Enjoy it a little bit. Happy birthday, bud.
Hey, quick question. Gonna toss this out there, Kevin. I'm going to Miley Cyrus tonight, backstage with Dante. What the fuck does a 29-year-old wear to Miley Cyrus concert?
What the fuck is that? Well, this is the... Why are you going? There's the bigger question.
Because
you don't even know what to wear.
It's because it's a backstage pass. Like, Dante's performing. He's opening for her.
Wow, that's legit.
Yeah. So he was like, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I mean, it's backstage. I wouldn't go to the Miley Cyrus concert if I was sitting with a bunch of, like, teenage girls. So what the fuck do I wear?
Well, in that case, you just, what do fucking, like, backstage people wear? You just wear, like, normal clothes then, no?
Like, I just can't decide if it's, like, do I wear a t-shirt or do I go with, like, a button-down? I feel like a button-down is a little too much. Like,
it's definitely t-shirt, Dan.
Yeah, that world doesn't, I feel like that world doesn't do button-downs.
Would you,
I think that t-shirt you got on is great. It's kind of weird, little quirky. It's gray.
I think I slept in it last night. So,
will there be a chance that you're gonna get a picture with Miley or something like that?
Who knows?
Because I would plan around that. Like, I would wear one of your more ridiculous type of shirts, like you're wearing now, that you didn't sleep in. Maybe that way, when the picture's out there, it's like Big Cat wore his Yabo shirt or whatever with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, I think you're right. I kind of don't want to wear a Barstool one, though. But yeah, maybe I will.
Well, enjoy Miley Cyrus, bro. Those are words I never thought I'd be hearing.
Big Cat, I don't think I will, but okay.
I had to convince him to go. He didn't want to go. I was like, dude, that's going to be a fucking good time.
It's just like the whole thought of like going down to the United Center with like a bunch of teenagers around and this and that. Like, that's a crazy thing. This is going to, like, I still don't want to go.
I was going to say, Dan, I'm not trying to dissuade you, but I'm telling you right now, tomorrow morning, you're going to be like, why the fuck did I go to that?
Right. I should have asked you, Kevin, because you would have been like, no, don't go.
Yeah. If that's me, I would say, like, Dante, I'm very happy that you're doing your thing for a megastar like that. I'm good. Thank you very much.
We'll see.
No, I'd go. See, I'd convince you to go too, Kevin.
I don't think you could.
Dude, like, there are worse things to do on a Thursday night than go backstage with literally one of the biggest music acts in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you could get some funny vines and pictures out of that, make a blog out of it. That's something you gotta do.
You know what? You're probably right. I'm just at the stage of my life where I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna stay home the whole time, forever and ever. All right, we're out. We're calling it a day. Catch you next week. Later.
Later.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feindelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.